Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this weekend for our review show.
Yes, happy Saturday, friends. I'm Pauline, and today we get to watch all of our great lessons from the week again. But before we do that, can you remember what our shows were about?
Well, I can't forget yesterday. That was our e-report show. It was great.
Yes, and on Wednesday and Thursday, we talked about being a travel guide. That's an interesting occupation.
Yeah, that's a great job. What about Monday and Tuesday shows?
Oh, we talked about table manners. Well, let's watch them all again together now, friends. Then we'll ask some questions.
Taylor, do I use good table manners?
Yes, I think so. Why do you ask?
Tina doesn't like my table manners.
Well, do you put your napkin on your lap?
Yes, I usually do.
Do you eat your food quietly, or do you make noise?
Well, sometimes I make noise.
That's not polite.
I know.
And do you eat with your elbows on the table?
No, I don't.
Good. And do you take small bites of food? Do you eat slowly?
Not always. Sometimes I'm in a hurry. I eat my meal fast.
Well, don't hurry too much. That's not polite.
I know. I have to remember that.
So Tina can be happy. James, please put away your phone.
What? Oh, sorry, Tina. I had to answer a text.
You didn't have to. The text could wait. When you have a meal with someone, you need to pay attention to them.
Oh, right. Sorry. We should be talking.
Yes. Conversation is part of a nice meal. So, tell me about your weekend.
Excuse me, I burped.
Nice manners, James.
Thanks. When I go home, my mother reminds me to use good table manners.
Manners are important. You don't talk with your mouth full.
Nope, but my brother does that all the time. And he chews with his mouth open, too.
That's not polite.
I know. My mother is always telling him that.
Welcome to the program, Mr. Fun.
Thank you, Alex.
Mr. Fun, you are a tour guide. What do you love about your job?
I love to take people on tours and show them new places.
That sounds like fun. What else do you love about your job?
I love to answer people's questions. Some of them are quite interesting.
That can't be easy.
I must remember a lot of information.
Do you speak more than one language?
Yes, I speak English and German. I can talk to more people, so I can solve problems more easily.
What kinds of problems do you have?
Well, buses or trains are sometimes late, or tickets aren't right.
Those are important problems to solve.
Welcome back, Taylor. Did you enjoy your tour?
Yes, our tour guide was great. Living out of a suitcase all the time can't be easy.
I'm sure it's not, especially on international tours.
Right. Our guide told us some interesting stories about some of her trips.
Being a tour guide is a difficult job.
Yes, you deal with difficult problems and people.
And you have to stay positive. You didn't have any problems on your tour, did you?
I didn't, but the tour guide did. One guy couldn't find his passport.
Oh no! Did he have to get a new one?
No, he found it in his suitcase.
That's good. Being a tour guide is challenging.
Yes, you have to worry about passports and visas and keeping people happy.
I'm glad I'm not a tour guide.
All right, Hazel, are you ready?
Well, I'm a little nervous. You covered my eyes. I can't see anything. Are you sure this is safe?
Don't worry. Sherry is a professional. Just trust her and follow her closely. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I hope so.
Okay. So when we start off, you can just pick up the handle and tell her Sherry go. And when we get to the door, you can tell her Sherry stop. And she'll stop for you.
All right.
Okay, let's stop.
Okay.
Sherry, go.
Sherry, go!
Okay. We're doing a left turn. Just tell her straight.
Straight?
Straight. Good girl.
Straight? Good straight. Girl. Straight?
Yeah.
Sherry, go. Good girl.
Okay.
Sherry, stop.
Good. And you can reach your right hand for the door.
Oh.
Tell her, Sherry, good girl.
Good girl. Sherry, good girl.
Yeah. Good girl. Keep her pet. And now you can take your blindfold off.
Oh, hooray.
How was it?
Wow. Well, we made it safely.
Good.
I'm not hurt. Sherry is a good guide dog.
Good. Good job.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hazel. Welcome to eReport. We're here today at the guide dog school. And this is my friend Jennifer. She's a guide dog instructor. And this is Sherry. She is a guide dog. So what is a guide dog? A guide dog is a special dog that's been bred and trained to help blind people. Only special dogs can become guide dogs, but how does one become a guide dog? That's what we're here to find out.
Many people think guide dogs are pets, but they are more than that. Guide dogs are special dogs that are bred and trained to help blind people. Their job is to guide or lead their partner safely as they walk around. Blind people cannot see. They need these dogs to help them as they walk, to lead them around dangers and things that might be in their way. This is why some people call guide dogs seeing eye dogs. Not every dog can become a guide dog. They are specially bred and also need special training. Where do the dogs get training? Well, one of the top training places in Taiwan for guide dogs is the Wei Guang Guide Dog School. This school started in 1991 to breed, raise, and train guide dogs to help the blind in Taiwan.
Oh, what a sweet dog.
Hazel, I would like to introduce you with some of special friends. Miss Wen, she is our guide dog puppy raiser, and this special one is guide dog Ocean.
What is a puppy raiser?
Well, puppy raiser is a very special job because they are our volunteers and they take care of our guide dog puppies for their first months of their lives.
So that must be a very important job.
It is. So we are very careful choosing good families to be our puppy raisers.
For the first stage of guide dog training, each puppy is placed with a caring family for the first year of its life. The puppy raisers are responsible for taking care of the dog and making sure it stays healthy and gets along well with people. The puppy will live in the puppy raiser's home and be part of their daily activities. In the home, the puppy will learn good house manners. They must stay off furniture and not touch anything that is not a dog toy. Also, puppies need to learn to be confident, relaxed, and have good manners in all settings. They also need to learn how to have a good relationship with humans. During this early stage of training, puppy raisers will bring the puppies to different places and allow them to experience different environments and situations. When the dogs are about 1 year old, they will leave the puppy raisers and go to the guide dog training school. At the school, each puppy is assigned to a guide dog trainer. The trainer will build a relationship with the dog. Each day, he or she will train the dog by playing with it and spending time teaching it. There are a lot of things that the dogs must learn before they graduate and become official guide dogs. They must learn commands like go, wait, and stop. They must learn to walk in a straight line, but avoid different objects that might be in the path. They must also learn when to obey and when not to obey. For example, at a street corner, a dog must learn not to go if there is a car coming, even if its owner tells it to. There are different phases to a dog's training. At first, the dogs will be taught in the school. Then trainers will take the dogs out into the neighborhood, then into the city and into more busy and crowded places. After several months, each dog must pass certain tests before they are matched with a blind partner to live with and help.
Learning to be a good guide dog isn't easy.
No, it's a lot of work, and not every of our dogs, they make guide dogs.
So can any dog become a guide dog?
Well, as I've said, only the best dogs, they can make guide dogs. They must be very adaptable, willing, friendly, and also learn quickly.
So, what kind of breed makes the best guide dog?
Only special bred Labrador Retrievers make the best guide dog.
I see. Well, this is really interesting. Thanks so much for showing us around, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much, Sherry.
Sorry, that's Ocean.
You changed dogs?
Yes, we
well,
did.
Sure looks a lot like Sherry.
Okay.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us on eReport. Goodbye, and we'll look for you next time. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye.
Goodbye, Ocean.
Boy.
Yeah, good what boy. A good dog.
Those really were great lessons, weren't they? Now let's review with a couple of questions.
Okay, let's review our table manners shows. Peter, I will describe an action, then you say if it's good table manners or bad table manners, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Put your food in your lap.
Very good. Wait, did you say food in your lap? That's not good manners. You should put your napkin in your lap, not your food.
Just checking to see if you're paying attention. Okay, next one. Take small bites of food and eat slowly.
Yes, those are good manners.
Very good. Last one. Talk with your mouth full and chew with your mouth open.
No, of course not, Pauline. That's bad manners.
Yes, it is. I'm glad to see you learned something on our show this week.
Hey, I already knew that was bad manners. Anyways, now it's my turn to ask you some questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's review some key words from our tour guide shows. Pauline, English, Chinese, Spanish are examples of...
Languages.
Yes, very good. Now, if you travel to another country, what do you need to bring?
A suitcase. No, a passport.
Well, both of those things are very important. Well, friends, now it's time to take a break, and we'll see you right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Pauline, did you enjoy our e-report this week?
Of course, you know I did. And actually, I thought this one was especially good. It was inspiring.
Inspiring, yes. It was great to see how these dogs can help people who are blind. And it was very interesting to see how those dogs are trained.
Yes, amazing. Well, this week we also enjoyed some great features, so let's watch them together now.
When I think of the future, wonder where I'll be.
Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about travel. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Dao Yo. Hello, Dao.
Hello, Rob.
Now, Dao, we have a question here about travel. Can you help us answer it?
Oh, sure. Everyone come in close. I'll answer it for you.
Great. Well, our question today comes from Seth Kerpeel of Los Angeles, California. My family and I travel a lot. We usually travel on our own, but I am wondering, is it better to travel with a group?
Great question. Listen carefully. This is a question many people ask. Is it better to make your own travel plans or to travel with a group? There really is no one right answer.
Why? Can you explain?
Sure. What I mean to say is there are good things and bad things about traveling on your own and traveling with a group.
So it depends on what you want and what you enjoy?
Yes, exactly. When you travel on your own, you can make your own schedule. You can also do all the things you want to do and see all the things you want to see.
But if you travel with a tour group, you can't do that.
Right. If you travel with a tour group, the tour guide or travel agent decides where you go and what you see.
Then, what is something good about traveling with a group?
Well, if you travel in a group, then you don't have to think or plan as much.
Someone else plans everything for you. You don't have to find all the information yourself.
Right. Also, tour guides often share a lot of interesting information about the places you visit. This information is something you might not know otherwise.
That's true. Well, thanks for answering our question, Dao. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh, Galileo, my favorite scientist. Did you discover anything new?
Yes, but you might not like it.
Go on.
Well, we know that people think the Earth is at the center of everything.
Well, of course.
He said people think that the Earth is at the center of everything.
Oh? Who are you?
Well, I am Super Sentence Man, and I am... Hey, what funny clothes you both are wearing. What year is it?
It's 1616, Super Sentence Man, and you are the one with the funny clothes.
1616! You must be Galileo Galilei!
You know me?
You are famous, and you said people think that the Earth is at the center of everything.
It's true! The Earth is at the center of everything!
Oh, well, what he also said was a super sentence. People think that things are something. So, Mr...
Paul, I'm his friend.
Ah, okay, Paul, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. People think that pizza is delicious. And it is.
People think that pizza is delicious.
Oh, I have another one. People think that noodles are from Italy, but they're actually from China.
What? Noodles are from Italy.
Well, hold on a second. That was a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, dear Paul, I found that the Earth is not actually at the center of everything.
Yes, I'm from the year 2018, and we've known that for hundreds of years, thanks to people like you, Galileo.
No, it can't be true.
It is! You tell him, Super Sentence Man.
Well, I'm sorry, Galileo. I would love to, but someone in 2018 needs my help.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. We always love reviewing with you. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully it helps for you to remember to practice what we learned this week.
Oh, I wonder what we will learn about next week.
Good question. I can tell you. No, you have to join us next week. I can't tell you now.
That's right. But don't worry, friends. You only have to wait till Monday. We'll be here, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.